Because my sister texted me going, did you go crazy during Nikki Glaser or something like that? And I go, yeah, everyone did. I'm like a standing ovation. She goes, no, I can hear you screaming.
Hey, Nico.
Hey, Con.
I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little?
Just a smidge. From two guys who were never part of the Boys Club, we want to welcome you to ours.
Welcome to Boys Club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
Connor's like, what do boys eat?
My feelings.
What's up, Connor?
Hi, I love your shirt.
I love your shirt. We are both rocking our shout out Tegan and Sarah Foundation. Thank you, Tegan and Sarah, for sending us some merch. Boys at home, please go check them out because they're doing some awesome like stuff for the queer community. They're doing some great.
And for me personally, I didn't want to respond to them and be like, I'm obsessed with this song that you wrote about depression. It really got me through hard times, but I am.
And if they're listeners, they know. And thank you, Tegan and Sarah, for listening to the podcast.
Thank you. You never know.
Boys, you never know what kind of company you're in
or who's gonna care about you. And I was worried it was gonna be gay guys. No problem. Not them. Wasn't them. It was definitely queer women.
Listen, when there was that whole thing where, to shout out a fellow comedian, Matt Rife, when there was a comedian, this guy, Matt Rife, was like, oh, I don't want, like, he wanted, like, men to follow him. I was like, why would you not want women to be your fans?
I don't think I have any straight men followers.
I only want women to come to my shows. And whoever is cool with them.
I didn't realize that until I was on that gay cruise. And I was like, oh, women are out here in the crowd doing the work. And now that they don't have them, I'm doing bad. I need them back.
Yeah. Do you have any boys clubs for this week?
Yes, I went to Philadelphia. I went to a Phillies game versus Nationals with my family.
What was that team?
The Nationals. I have a speech impediment. I think it's crazy for you to call it out. That's really crazy. I have a sibilant S. I went to the game. I used to go when I was a kid sometimes, and I thought I missed it, but I think I just missed being a kid.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah. I just realized that the Telfar denim bag just went on sale and I do have to purchase it. I started panicking if I should get the small one or the medium one. Jared Goldstein just texted denims live. So okay. I'm so sorry.
No, get in there.
No,
get in there.
Should I get the little one or the medium?
Maybe get the medium.
Out of everything.
Okay.
I want both.
I feel like denim is a fun color for a small bag though. Yeah. It feels like a good accessory. Boys, that was a little taste of our guest today. What was I going to say? Okay, so you went to this baseball game.
I went to a baseball game and it was fine. I don't think I'm the demographic. I don't like when you see Wicked, you're like, we're going to be out in 2 hours and 40 minutes. When you see a baseball game, you're like, when will this be over? Like, when are we leaving? And you're like rooting for it to go fast.
Yeah. I mean, the good news there is not to bring an annoying dude opinion on here, but they did put a pitch count on it, like a timer so that like the pitchers can't just like stand there forever anymore.
Well, I'm stressed out that they can steal bases at any time because it's like the pitcher will never be at rest. I don't think that should be the case. I don't like that. It's stressful to watch.
To somebody try to steal a base?
Yeah. And it's like the pitcher should be able to kind of be focused on one thing.
One thing at a time. I hear that.
And I don't like that people gave me shit for not wearing Phillies clothes. And it's like, I'm at the game. You're all wearing the same shirt. Why is that? You're here together. We know you like them. You're here.
It's like, you're not on the team.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, the Phillies weren't even wearing Phillies uniforms. They were wearing some special Friday night uniform, which I think is a marketing thing. It was like teal.
The thing about baseball and basketball is there's so many fucking games that they are scraping the bottom of the barrel for the like whatever they're doing. Like, remember we went to that you weren't with me. I went to a Nets game.
I wasn't invited.
Well, you've already said you don't want to go to baseball games. So, but I was at a Brooklyn Nets game, NBA, and it was Women's Impact Night, and I was like, "What is like I'm obviously like whatever, but I was like, what a weird way to phrase this. Women's Impact Night. What does that even mean?
WNBA or NBA?
NBA. They were reaching across the aisle.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Because at first I was like, that's every night at the Net.
Liberty season is back. WNBA season is back. So
great.
Shout out.
I'd love to be invited to a game.
Yeah. Well, I'll take you.
Really?
We can go. Okay. Yeah, of course. Okay, so my boys club is detached to yours a little bit. My boys club for this week is sports betting, which I don't know how we haven't talked about
that. But I think that would have made this game more fun for me.
If you were doing it.
If I was able to engage.
The reason I was thinking about it, well, obviously, like, so many dudes sports bet. It's such a boys club. I feel like that is something that's taken off, like, tremendously over the last couple of years, or maybe I just became an adult and was aware that people were sports betting, but...
On what's the app?
There's FanDuel. There's... other ones, I don't know. But I do know that ESPN has a sports betting app now. That's ESPN Bet, which feels wrong.
Why?
Because they're like a news outlet. Like, and it's
are
also
they?
Like, yes. That's what they're supposed to be. ESPN is supposed to be like a broadcast news channel, and, you know, and they also have like their online website.
I guess
website.
They are a news outlet because I know a transphobic woman that was fired from them and then went to Fox. And her, Charlie Arnholt, don't cut it.
Don't
so she, but
blow
she
the whistle.
Got fired from ESPN for bringing politics into it and now works at Fox News.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an, by a news outlet, I mean, it's like they're reporting sports news.
And her show is called Outkick. And it's and I was like, well, that sounds gay.
Yeah, that
I thought that was
gay.
Outkick.
That sounds like a gay soccer league.
I know.
Or a kickball league.
Yeah.
Outkick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just feels weird that they're like conflating, like their business model is now like they're reporting the sports and they're playing the sports, but then also you can bet on the sports through them, but it's also all Disney. Like, I don't know. I just, obviously, late stage capitalism fuckery, but it just makes me nervous.
It's a one-stop shop for the boys.
It's a one-stop shop for the boys. That's honestly what they're trying to be.
I think I would love to get involved with sports betting because when I was
I don't think this is good for you.
I know. I've told you this. I was like, I feel like gambling is the last thing I haven't touched.
You could gamble on the... Yeah, I mean...
When I was on that cruise.
We have friends that gamble on the Oscars and stuff. You could do... I mean, not that you can't sports bet.
Nico,
you just have no
you know
interest.
You know I started a pool and then was like, how many other categories are there? And then ripped it up. Literally ripped it up. I was like, I'm not doing this. Although I would have predicted Emma Stone and Poor Things, so I should have finished it.
Yeah, yeah. You had that one down?
Yeah, it was the only one I knew. Not to be uncultured.
Yeah, I know. I never know enough. I have also never get to like... I don't know it enough about like the... sort of less centric categories like lighting
to.
And stuff. But anyway, sports betting. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to talk about today.
I don't know, but I would like to get involved with that if someone wants to invite me into their sports betting circle.
Okay, boys at home, if you're sports betting, reach out to Connor because he wants to get involved.
Well, I have money in Robinhood.
Okay.
I have $500.
That's betting in a way.
I picked the only thing I knew, Peloton. And then...
You still haven't moved that over?
I don't know how my account information... But they reach out to me every tax season.
There's negative $5,000 in the Peloton.
I know.
Stock.
I bought it at a really bad time because I don't want to be negative. I don't want to bring this up. But a child died. Whatever. It was like right before a kid died on a treadmill. It was really bad. It was like
oh,
horrible.
On the Peloton treadmill.
Yes, and I bought stock like right before that happened. Not like a ton, but.
Do you remember what we were betting on about what Peloton would make next?
We bet that. Was it a rower? The answer is a rower.
They did make a rower, but after that, we were like...
I think they're going to make a skier.
That's what I said.
Did you? Oh, so we didn't bet
so maybe
that.
We did agree. Okay.
I feel like that's someone else. You're going to visit me with another gay guy. And I don't... Who are you betting with? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Should we bring our guest in?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Boys, we are thrilled because our guest this week is probably one of the funniest fucking people we've ever met. She's an incredible comedian. I just had the pleasure of spending some time with her at Moon Tower Comedy Festival. She has a special that she's about to tape for fucking Netflix, you guys. We're going to be there. It's next Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's sold out, but catch her on tour if you can. Boys, please welcome Lisa Traeger.
Hello. Hi.
What's up?
Wow, great intro. Thank you.
Did you get the denim bag?
I got the little denim, and I've wanted the large clear for a while, so I threw that in the cart as well.
Hell yeah. Treat yourself.
But I think it's a perfect beach bag.
Yeah, that is a good
clear,
beach bag.
A large Telfar.
Also, you can bring that anywhere, like anywhere that needs clear
the
bags.
Large is so fucking large.
Yeah,
It just randomly went on sale in the middle of the day.
No, that has been there and I've been thinking about it. It's like part of this line, but the little denim went on sale today at noon. I did have it in my calendar. I fully forgot. And thank God I have a friend who's addicted to Telfar bags. So
shout out Jared Goldstein,
yeah,
former guest of the pod.
He has, I would say, over 15 and he can't stop buying
and really?
Selling. No, it's like a sickness. He like he's in the Reddits. He's like really into it.
And he's like selling them on Depop and stuff?
He just loves bags. We were actually at the comedy store in the back bar and he started staring at this woman and she could tell and she was like yes and he goes is that a Birkin crocodile bag and she goes it is do you want to touch it and then he kind of like held it for a little bit.
Is it made of real crocodiles?
It's a $100,000 bag.
Oh my,
shut
but
the fuck
it could
up.
Be a dupe and the dupes I guess have gotten good because like not to be judgmental I was looking at the rest of her outfit I was just like I don't know if I see her having a $100,000 bag.
Yeah.
And bringing it
or she
here.
Only had enough for that and the rest of the outfit didn't
or
stack
I
up.
Or I might not know. Or like money doesn't buy you class. So you could still dress like shit
yeah.
and have expensive stuff.
Do you think people in New York would walk around with a bag that's $100,000? Or is that like an LA thing where you're going to your car?
I think rich people do everything because they don't walk. They like go into an SUV.
That's true.
Wow.
Were
that's
you
true.
Quoting Luann when you said that?
Money don't buy you class. Yeah, I was.
I just got wait. I know I'm 10 years late. I just got into Real Housewives of New York.
I'm a Bravo-holic.
I started to, I actually, okay, so my HBO Max and all my other things kicked me out. And all Peacock, I had left was baby. Peacock.
Peacock's Peacock. The best.
It's, Peacock. When it's the only thing you have left, you're like, well, I guess now I'm watching.
They have all the best reality shows right now.
This is what happens in my morning. I like wake up, I go on Peacock, I put something on, and then like, I wake up with it and then I put it back on. Like, it's my everything.
Is Ramona Singer good or evil?
She's evil.
Evil, right. Evil. Thank you.
She's evil. She's a really bad person. Even though her dad did beat her and her mom, she should work on herself.
Oh my God, yeah. I didn't get to that part yet.
Oh yeah. She comes from trauma, but then she fakes the trauma and pretend like they're in the woods. And she's like, oh, this is bringing me back to my upbringing. And then she gets on a private jet, goes to the Hamptons and goes to a party with Molly Sims. And they're like, you just lied. And like, she does. It's really amazing.
That's crazy.
Also, that same trip, she pulls up to Heather's house and goes, is that the house or the garage? And it's like, it's clearly the house. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. That's so funny.
But she's also, what a witch. She's just like a Trumper, you know, she's a Trumper.
Oh, that's what I said to you, that it's fun to watch delusional women who are kind of maybe good a little, but like when they're like actually evil, it's like, ugh, this is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say there's like 1 to 2 evil per unit.
Who's
per
Beverly Hills evil?
That's tough. It's really tough because Lisa was like the puppet master, but she was ahead of her time. Like, you don't really realize what she did until you watch back after 10 years. Like, and she,
wait, I like watched it in reverse because I didn't think I was going to be as into it as I was. So I'd watched
season. What made you think you weren't going to be into it? I wonder.
Internalized homophobia. Okay. For sure. I was like, I'm not that kind of gay guy. And then I was like,
turns out that I used it as everyone expected.
I'm the gay guy you thought I was. And I was like, season 11, season 10, season 9. So I kept hearing like what she did to Denise. And I was like, I cannot wait to find out what she did to Denise.
The Denise shit was fucked. But she also didn't know how to handle housewives. It's its own kind of thing. You know what I mean? A lot of actresses go on the housewives and then they're like, what the fuck? Or like first season girls will, they just really don't know what's coming. I would say, so Erica was married to Tom Girardi, who is now like under, you know, he was stealing. The movie Aaron Brockovich, the old guy lawyer, is based on Tom Girardi, who's married to Erica. And he was defrauding like burn victims.
Oh my God.
Plane crash orphans. And
that really
was,
also
like,
speaks to how
money.
Old he is, because that movie's 30 years old.
He's very old.
He's so old.
She was like a stripper cocktail waitress. Yeah. And he got her, and then he like financed.
In so many words, he got her.
It's rough. It's rough to watch.
Yeah.
But she got to be a pop star. I did go see her in concert. It was 45 minutes long. And each dancer had like a 4 to 5 minute solo. Like, it was quick.
That's so funny. I've only seen Salt Lake, parts of Salt Lake. I was trying to find it because it's just, I never watched any of it, and there's so much out there. I'm like, where the fuck do I start?
It's like a short, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Like,
and so many people were talking about it, because I feel like the time when I started it was when everything was going down with them on the beach and like whatever happened.
Fun.
And so I was like, okay,
did
I can
you start on
this.
Season when she gets arrested?
But I started on season one. Oh. And I was immediately, even the first episode of that, I was like, with Mary and her grandfather, I was like, this is already crazy. But it's there's just so much out there.
Well, and then someone in Salt Lake went to prison.
Yeah.
But when the good people are on it, they don't know how to handle it. Like, Eileen is my favorite, and she was a soap star, and she's just kind of like just a cool woman.
Yeah.
And she kept trying to reason with these people. And she got slapped. A drink got poured on her. Like, people were like throwing food at her poker night. Like, she just wanted it to be normal, and it wasn't.
I was 17, I was like really drunk, and I was in trouble for it, and my mom, I was like, mom, I'm not drunk. She's like, I'm not gonna reason with a drunk person. And I think about it all the time. You can't reason with a drunk person.
That's Housewives.
And that's Summer House. Yeah, it's like couples just wasted, hopped up on drugs, fighting.
Is Andy Cohen involved? I know he's obviously really involved in the Housewives stuff, but is he like ever on set, or is it just at what happens live?
He hosts the reunions.
That's all. Okay, so he's not there like ever. Like, he's not like a host like in the show at all. Okay, cool.
But he was an exec at Bravo. He was like a longtime TV exec. He created all of this.
Interesting.
And then he had this online after show. It blew up. It's the best.
Frankenstein kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what Kathy Griffin and him, you know, have a war.
Yeah.
And she was just like, yeah, when he was my exec, I didn't realize he wanted my job. Like, she's very bothered by him.
Wow.
But he did take her New Year's gig in a fucked up way.
Yeah, and now he just gets fucked up next to Anderson Cooper.
His best friend. Well, actually, Bruce Bozzi, his best friend, whose family owns the Palm Restaurant Group, and is also stepfather to Billy Lord. He was at SoulCycle.
Wow.
I never see anybody. I see Kelly Ben Simon, but I don't even know who that is. I've just been told that she's important, that she was on Real Housewives of New York season 2.
Oh, Kelly Ben Simon?
Yeah. I'm neurodiverse.
Went to watch season 3, there's Scary Island, and she has a full nervous breakdown.
Okay.
And Bethany is in her, and she is like out to get Bethany, and they're on an island in a yacht, so it adds even more.
See, I love Bethany, but I don't know if that's right.
Bethany was like, we were rooting for her. Like, Bethany was the like fun, young, I'm poor.
Yeah.
Then she sold this business, still fun, cool, says it like it is. And then, you know, I think fame, money, and everything fucks you up.
Yeah.
And then she became, now she's like a maniac on TikTok.
Yeah.
Unionizing.
She's always, unionizing. I feel like I see girls. Her all the time. She has a podcast now. She's out there.
Yeah.
She's eating crab. The most psycho thing, she went on TikTok, went to TJ Maxx, and started giving women like Ziploc bags full of press makeup she was getting, but it was opened and you're not allowed to like give people open makeup.
Yeah.
And you could tell the TJ Maxx workers were like not into it. I have screenshots of them. And she was just like, I just want to give my friends makeup. And she's thrusting used Ziploc bag makeup at people. And
it's also like she can't, you know, like get a nice gift basket together. Like she's so rich. Like she couldn't figure something else out. Ziploc.
Just don't open loose. It. Or give it, if you open it, you have to just give it to a friend. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Random stranger.
I feel like how much money we have, like, I think that if I had $100 million, I would, like, quietly go into the mountains and we wouldn't.
Well, it's just to get to that level of success, you just have to work so hard that it's a personality problem.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really escape it. But I would, if I was so rich and successful, I'd get off the internet.
Yeah.
I would
it's
be
kind of like battered dog vibes.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been quiet. It's like, why would I be quiet now?
No, I would chill out, but I would do stand up and chill.
Yeah.
Like if I was a Nepo, I'd have no issue relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have an immigrant thing. So like, I really have to get it going.
Wait, where from?
From the former Soviet Union.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Never mind.
What?
Okay, my name is Czechoslovakian, but I don't know if that's relevant to this. I'm worried it's going to show that I don't know the history.
It is. What is it? Just tell me.
Janda, Czechoslovakian.
Oh, okay.
Is that
I thought it was going to be like long and crazy, but
my mom,
I think they cut off our syllables.
My mom's side is Polish, so her maiden name is Kozlowski. So we got the old
classic
Polish side, yeah. But
are you so happy that's not your last name?
Probably. I feel like Nico Carney just like flows easier. That's Irish.
Yeah.
For what that's worth.
Wait, also, I would like to touch on something that you guys talked about. I love baseball games. One of my favorite pastimes. And I think maybe you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Okay.
Well, I guess you're sober, too. That really puts a fork
I'm not
in
a
it.
Fun guy. Like,
that's
I'm not
true.
I'm not rowdy. I'm not fun.
Do you think
you would be rowdy?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the wave.
Do you like a hot dog?
Yeah. I had a soft pretzel.
Here. Okay, great.
Were you doing shows in Philly?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How are the crowds there?
Great.
Philly's
always have a good time in Philly.
Yeah.
And, you know, a good art scene. Your city did steal a man's art after his death and his, you know, go against his wishes.
Which man?
A beautiful Barnes Museum.
Oh, my God. I could talk extensively about
I know. It's fine. Do you know about this?
No, what is this?
There's a documentary to it
okay.
as well called Art of the Steal. But basically, this man, he had all of this incredible art, but ahead of its time, very modern.
Yeah.
And so all the museums and all the people were like, fuck you, we don't care about your art.
Yeah.
And he was like, fine. And then it's obviously Matisse's and things that are just priceless.
Yeah.
And in his will, he goes, fuck all the museums. Anyone that said no to me doesn't get my art. It's used for education in my home, and that's what's going
to
happen.
Us to Peacock and HBO.
And over the years, decades, Philly just like kept unwinding and unwinding his will and ended up stealing all his art. But the museum, a lot of it's built like the home that they stole everything
sure.
from.
Sure.
So when I was in middle school, we went to that museum. We walked to it because I went to school right. It was kind of like right out, like 10 minutes away from it.
Oh, I went to the Fresh Prince thing this time too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I went to the basketball court.
Philly does have stuff to do.
Yeah,
for a bit.
Those
for a
stairs.
Bit.
That's yeah. gonna be my next thing.
Yeah,
I think that the if Liberty I moved to Philly, Bell. I would get. I think I'd get wifed up really fast in a way that is tempting. I feel hot there, gorgeous.
You could live a nice, settled life.
A Philly 10.
I really wanted.
It's a nice place to raise kids.
Yeah,
I know. They beat up the Pope robot. You're romanticizing a very violent place.
See,
a violent city.
It is. No,
they like grease up the poles every time they win a game because they're like they don't want people to climb on them.
The Phillies, like
Boston with less education
and about a third of the rent, like a third of the rent.
Yeah,
like you don't need a job in Philly. Like that may be inappropriate to say, but like it's very it's cheap to live there.
It's cheaper than here. Yeah, I feel like part of the problem with your baseball game is that you went to a Phillies game. The Yankees and the Mets are fun, in my opinion.
I think so. My goal is to go to all the stadiums.
Oh, that's cool.
I think I've been to 5 or 6, but...
Are you a White Sox?
I am.
Cool, cool, cool.
I am.
Wait, when I was a kid, my dad took my brothers and I all gay on a baseball road trip to like see as many baseball parks as possible.
Cute.
And it didn't.
How many did you get to? What a drive.
Went to like 9.
That's such a lot of drive. I guess they're clumped in the...
He was a stay-at-home dad. He was like so much time. He was a teacher, but like it's so much time. We just like went. It was like 3 weeks.
Yeah, more kids don't have chill summers anymore. They're all in camps.
Yes.
It's all camp.
Yeah. Dude, especially here, like, because I coach kids soccer for, like, my day job. So, like, all summer, they either come to, like, our soccer camp or, like, some of them are going to, like, summer camp, like bougie summer camps for, like, weeks at a time. Like, 8 weeks of just, like, regular. I never did that. Like, I did some, like, soccer camps and stuff, but I never did, like, the overnight summer camps. But they're going for, like, the entire summer. Like, do your parents, like, really just, like, no, just, like, get out of here? Like, don't they all have nannies? Like, they have people to watch them.
Did you do camps?
I did not. I did a couple day camps, I guess, but no.
Theater? Were you a theater kid?
I was.
The theater
in
camps.
High school, I was.
Oh,
I didn't do
in?
Any of the camps because I also did sports, but I, you know, I try to balance it all.
A well-rounded person.
Yeah, but terrible at everything, you know?
But that's how you got here. I think comedians
being
are
terrible at everything.
Generally, comedians are like loser athletes or loser theater kids. Yeah. Like, and you have all of it.
I was both. Yeah.
Did you, were you like in the plays in like high school and stuff?
I was in a few plays. I was in a kabuki play.
Okay.
Like we had a Japanese director from Japan. Like,
oh, that's cool.
My brain went to bukkake. I'm so glad you put that. I was like, theater directors are crazy.
We're always talking about how high school theater directors are putting like kids through like Les Mis, and we're like, well, that's very intense for like a 10th grader.
Oh, no, we did Equus. I wasn't in it, but like our theater teacher pushed it to the max. Like we had full on like gay makeouts in our plays.
Wow.
Yeah, we had an amazing program, I'll be honest, but I bet like 7 plays a year.
Oh my God.
We had a full costume shop.
Wait, what kind of high school did you go to?
Niles North. It's in the suburbs of Chicago. In Skokie.
I literally am going to Google it.
But he was incredible. He won a lot of awards. One year, the Hamlet went to the Fringe.
Oh my God.
Like the high school one.
You never hear about that happening. Wait, I feel bad because we're always like, the play's not going to be good. And you're like, it was at Fringe. It was actually at Fringe.
Well, I went back to see the high school put on Legally Blonde. He's since retired, but... I did. He was behind me and a girl did not hit the note and I heard him kick the seat and be like, fuck. And it was amazing. But he just was ahead of his time. We did contemporary stuff. I was in Charlotte's Web and we built the set and then we traveled to little schools. But it coincided with my swimming conferences and my coaches were mad. It was, you know.
When did you be? Like, did you go to class?
I was late every day. I had Saturday detentions a lot. I was late every single day. Because we had to, I was on the swim team, so we had to shower. Like, I was just always wet. Like, never saw the sun.
I love that you're going to schools because in my head, that's always like, that's a job for a 23-year-old BFA. Like, that's a full-time job for someone. You're like, no, I'm in school. Let's go.
Yeah, it was cool. We had a black box theater. It was wild.
Wow.
It was really wild. I wasn't in all of them, but I did the curtains for The King and I. You know, I was backstage too.
Yeah.
That's, a lot of curtain work.
That's cool.
I'm very pro speech impediment. I'm very pro black box because I'm like, your talent will sing through if there's no set.
Yeah.
You should be the shiniest part of the play should be you. Should be the actor.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I think that's why I like stand-up. I think I like stand up. There's no glitz or glam.
Set. Yeah.
Even if there is glitz and glam, it'll be stolen from you at any moment. Like it's just. I was just at the Netflix as a joke fest.
Yeah.
And the outdoor show at the play, like outdoor shows are just not good. And it was just all these rich and famous people. I'm like, you just can't escape bombing outside, huh? Like we just have to perform into the abyss.
It is the playing an outdoor and show is like it's fresh hell every time because it's just like the sound system sucks. It's impossible to know how you're doing, but it just feels like you're bombing into the distance. Like,
I think I maybe that maybe an outdoor show is supposed to be more of, or less a monologue. It's kind of just like you memorize something and then you just say it. And you're like, I will not engage with you guys. I'm just going to say this monologue that I memorized.
We watched, we were there 2 years ago and we were at the outdoor show when Beth Stelling was on stage. And yeah. They were like, whoever was supposed to like come after her like hadn't got there yet. So she's like, am I done? And they were like, keep going. And I was like, you guys need to pay her a lot for this because she's doing a lot. She did like 25 minutes out there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We Sun got gift cards up. This year.
That's nice.
I got a nice American Express gift card.
Okay.
Oh, it's the best one. Interesting. Why not cash? Is there a tax benefit to that?
I feel like it's probably a tax thing. Or just like the expense thing.
It says Netflix is a joke on the card.
Oh. I wonder how much they didn't pay us so that they could get that. did you have fun at the fest?
I did. I mean, I was like nervous to go back to LA because I hated it so much living there. But I ended up having a great time.
Good. That's awesome.
How long did you live there?
Nice foods. 4 years.
Cool. That's a
long time. But pandemic. So yeah. I left for 10 months, you know, it's like not real time. But I had, I got myself into a free dinner at Sushi Park.
Okay.
I don't know if we know, but like Taylor and Travis were just there.
Wow.
And like Jennifer Lawrence goes, no cameras allowed.
Cool.
Not that good. It was fine.
Damn.
It was fine. But still good, fun foods.
Yeah.
I waited 45 minutes for a bagel. I got like a cool bagel.
I didn't even know they had bagels in LA.
They do. There's like two hip places, I would say.
Because that's the difference when I like being, I don't know, when I went there for the first time, I was like, oh, it'll be easy. Like, I'll just get
nothing
bagels for breakfast.
Easy.
Nothing is easy. That's what I've learned. I spent, I don't know, hundreds of dollars on Ubers last time I was there.
I rented a car, but I had a full mental breakdown. Because here, it's like I leave SoulCycle. I can get a coffee anywhere I want.
Yeah.
Then I can get breakfast wherever I
anywhere
want.
You
I
want.
Can run an errand and two, and then be back in my apartment eating whatever I got. Like, watching a show I enjoy. There I was driving. It was 30 minutes from my SoulCycle to where I was staying in the car. And so I'm driving. I'm like, I'll see a coffee place. But everything you see, it's like the parking. It's not simple.
Yeah.
All I wanted was a coffee. I couldn't get my hands on a coffee. I finally am like, I'll go here and eat breakfast inside. I pull over the register. What is it called?
The meter.
The meter's not working. And then I got into an argument with a man. I turned around. I go, it's not working. And he goes, have you been here before? I go, who gives a shit about that? And he's like, I'm just trying to figure out. I was like, I'm sick of this fucking town. And then I did have a great coffee and meal. And the bus boy went, you really know how to do it. And that made me feel good. But I truly was just like, can I just get a coffee?
Yeah,
I don't know how people like go to things that start at a specific time in LA. Like SoulCycle, for example.
Oh, I leave really early.
You had to leave like an hour early probably to get. That's how I felt everywhere I was going. I was like, well, I'll just get there super early and not like chance it. Because I feel like, especially if you leave anytime after 3 p.m., it's like you're fucked if you're trying to cross town.
Yeah, but I have an unpopular opinion about traffic in L.A. and it's, I think it's regular.
Yeah, I don't think it.
If you're trying to get cross town on a Friday at 3, you're going to be in traffic in any big city.
It's just nice that here, like, you can do that on foot and on the subway.
Yeah,
it just gives you so much more agency over your, like, your journey. I feel like in the car, I'm so beholden to everything else.
You could just start immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just go on a journey like fucking Frodo. Like, the world's your oyster.
I agree.
My journey so on the G bagels. Train. Kathy Hochul's G.
It is, because I used to live here and I thought it would be chill, but I have been having some train moments as well.
I heard something that they're building a T line that's like gonna be up like First Ave, but they said it's gonna be ready in 2075. So
what?
I'll literally be
like,
done.
Why You're are you kidding. Announcing that?
You're kidding.
Isn't that crazy?
They said 2075.
Wait, I feel so sad that things are going to go on after I die. I feel
I'm
weird
not convinced
that
Manhattan's going to be there in 2075.
No, we're in the heyday and we're about to...
It's all going to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to get bad.
We're on the way down for sure.
I think so.
Yeah, I really think so. My sister already got green cards in a different country and I'm in the process.
Which one?
Mexico.
Nice.
I know, I'm going to be part of the problem.
Well,
no.
I know. I guess we could go to Canada, Mexico.
Can you go to Canada? They don't want you there.
I don't know.
I have family that might go to Ireland, but I'm an alcoholic, and I think I'm prone to sadness.
There's so much booze here. Ireland's one of the best places ever. I love it there.
You think?
I think it's beautiful.
I'm going back in July. I love it there.
What part?
Dublin, but I've driven around all of it.
I love
Northern
Dublin.
Northern Ireland, all of it.
Beautiful.
Maybe I'll end up with a nice uncut Irish boy. That's nice. I love Irish guys. None of their voices sound gay ever. They all sound straight to me.
Well, they all sound Irish.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's the thing. If you have gay voice, try talking in an Irish accent. It'll fix it immediately.
Do
you like, you mentioned Travis or Taylor.
Imagine Dragons.
Do you like Imagine Dragons?
Well, you know, my sister. Okay, so my sister.
I bring up Imagine Dragons.
It's interesting you bring this up. So my sister got married to her high school sweetheart at 22. First Jealous. Kid at 25, like three kids. And they like each other. Everything's great.
Where do they live?
They live outside Chicago.
Cool.
But now she quit her job at 15 years. The kids are teens and she's kind of just like, right? Like she's just like living it up and she is obsessed with Imagine Dragons and she's been following them everywhere. Like her and her husband have flown to, they saw Imagine Dragons at a strawberry festival in Mexico. They've gone to Vegas, somewhere at, like they've just been.
Oh my God. I didn't know Imagine Dragons had fans like that.
Wow. To see them. Like they keep just.
They had that queer anthem in 2012. It was like, I'm never changing who I am. It's time to be. Do you remember the song?
I don't know anything about them except my sister.
Your sister like, probably knows it.
I was really wow. into it. My tanning era where I was like, actually, it was on my tanning bed playlist. It was, yeah, it was like,
I would love to get,
I think it was
that.
Supposed to be in a wallflower.
Oh, okay. Mm. So is like it sad? That That's a yeah. sad, cute movie. Yeah. Not cute. I guess it is cute. And then it gets really dark at the end.
I forgot what happens in the end.
Isn't it like revealed that he's out. Like, isn't he, wasn't he like assaulted as a kid or something like that? Isn't that part of it? Like his uncle?
I read the book. He sings, they sing that David Bowie song.
And then she's
car.
Out of the car.
Yeah. I remember yeah. that part.
It's all very like, we're young and forever. Yeah. Oh, that's a great movie, though.
Wait, but do you like tortured, tortured
Poets Department?
Yes,
I like it a lot.
TTPD.
I okay. went to Nick's SoulCycle TTPD class yesterday.
Okay,
yeah.
Did you? It was waitlisted because I would have gone if it wasn't.
wow, how serendipitous was
this
that?
This podcast
event?
Is a poor person talks to a rich person.
Listen, I am spending a lot of money. Well, I ran into someone in LA at SoulCycle that I know, and we were chatting, and then on their. They've gone to 424 classes.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, that's as much as my college education. Because when you think about it, like...
It's like $40 a class.
Yeah.
Damn. But you can't take your money to heaven. I really believe that. You just like, can't.
You really believe
gonna
that.
Money's going to stay here.
Well, I just really like it. And so I'm going to do it.
It's
I'm
worth spending your money,
money
on.
Yeah, I bought two drinks today that equaled $20. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
just kind of. Well, you know what happened? The worst thing my business manager could have done. I did hire. I bought Taylor Swift tickets, and then I hired professional help. And
wait, what city?
Toronto.
Cool.
November 21st. But I had my meeting after, like, being a client for a few months, and it was, like, pie charts and everything. And he said, we have no concern for your spending. He goes, you're doing everything fine.
That's amazing.
And I went, that's not what anyone's been telling me my whole life. Like, I thought I've had like awful problems. And I do spend too. But he was like, there's really no cause for concern. And that was the worst thing he could have done. Because now every little drink I get, I go,
no cause for concern.
There's no cause for concern.
I know that honestly, like, I feel like, because if it's a business manager, especially who works with other artists, I'm sure they have people that are just fucking like pissing their money away all the time. I feel like that's such a common thing where people get rich really fast and then they like get rid of it all at once. And so they're probably used to that kind of stuff. But I also, I feel like I don't know what a healthy relationship to money is. I don't think any of us really do because we're all like brought up with whatever like our parents' relationship to it was and like just like influenced by that. So I always feel like I'm doing this wrong all the time. I don't know how to spend. Actually, I always think of you because you're like, you got your Delta card, you got your, like, I always feel like you know what you're doing. So I'm honestly not surprised that your business manager was in favor of you.
Well, you know what happened? Pandemic, I did lose everything. I used to live to the max and then my life was kind of ruined, like yeah. most people's or yeah. a lot of people's. And then I was like, oh, I can't be stressed like this ever again.
Yeah. Gotta plan ahead.
Yeah. Because I like to just go to the max, but
it's hard to plan
post pandemic. I definitely.
Yeah. I feel, I mean, obviously, like, nobody knew the pandemic was, I mean, people knew it was coming, but not to like that degree. And it's so hard to plan ahead when you're young because you're like, well, at least for me, I'm like, I don't want kids. I don't like, I'm not like, what am I planning for? I guess I'll be retired eventually, but we got a lot of room before that.
I always assumed that a big check will just randomly come one day. And I know that's fucked up. But honestly, a couple years ago, this won't be sad. What I'm going to say isn't sad. So don't worry. My aunt did die like 5 years ago, but she was like super crazy and whatever. But like she like left us all $38,000, which like that's isn't crazy. Amazing. But you're like, oh, like this is how it happens. Like, people die.
Spend it really fast.
So I saved it.
You did.
Well, I spent a little bit of it on a small cosmetic thing, but the rest of it I saved. Okay. Like a little bit of thing. They would never yeah. know, but I would look totally different otherwise.
Really? Like, I saw a crazy thing on the internet that I doubt is true, but like someone went to Turkey to get plastic surgery. But then she was having all these other problems and wasn't feeling good and like whatever, had to go to the doctor, and they realized that they also took one of her kidneys out to sell on the market in Turkey.
Oh my God.
Wait, I like just read a book that was like it kind of similar. It's called Rent Boy. It's very good. It's very small. If anybody's looking for a quick read, but it's about these like gay guys in the 90s in New York.
A quick horrifying read.
A quick horrifying read. But they like get involved in this like they're like, you know, they're like sex workers, but then they like because of like their work, they like get involved with this guy who does that, where he's like trying to get them to like lure clients in so that they can put them under and then steal their like kidney for the black market. Crazy.
Wait, so she was making the TikTok?
No, it was her her friend. Her it's friend always was someone's about her. Friend. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I said like hopefully it's just not true.
Yeah. I have heard it. Oh, this is so dark. I'm sorry. We can cut this if it's too dark, and I'm sorry for dropping this on you
no,
guys.
Keep
but
it.
There is this. My brother told me about like a student. He's a student at Georgia, at University of Georgia, and one of his like I don't know some girl in a sorority he knows or something. Like went abroad and woke up in like a bathtub with a note on her that said, "You're totally fine, but we took your kidney." Isn't that crazy? So apparently it's happening.
You can't cut it from my brain.
I know, that's why I apologize, because he told me that, and I was like, why did you not
what,
warn me?
You didn't think that stuff happens?
This is why I don't leave the country. That's why I stay here.
I bet it happens here, too.
Oh,
no
geez,
doubt.
For sure.
That's
well,
scary.
I also have an SVU podcast, and so I research right. horrific crimes all the time. It's like really hard to...
To shock you.
Really upset me. I did cover one 2 weeks ago that was really upsetting, and it'll probably haunt me for a while, but...
Yeah. Wait, what was it, Cher?
No, it's like worse than you can imagine. If you were upset by that, absolutely not.
Do me in.
Absolutely not. This is not what your listeners are...
Yeah, you listen
it's
to...
It's worse than human trafficking. I could easily talk about human trafficking.
Yeah, you could. We'll plug the episode. You could listen to that for anybody who's curious.
I went down a human trafficking rabbit hole the other day.
Oh God, that scares me too.
Reddit just has
you know it's like pedophiles raising their victims.
Oh, that's really scary.
There's a town in Florida of all these pedophiles because it's like the only place where it's not close to anything.
Oh my God,
so many rules. So it's this like sick society of ex-con pedophiles.
God.
I love that Florida. It's like we have Celebration Florida and also that town. Like, those are the two extremes.
Taylor Swift's new song, Florida.
I
is
know.
Really good.
Wait, let's talk about the entire album for the rest of the time that you're written. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I won't let that happen. We can't let that happen.
I did buy two more pieces of merch.
Wait, what are they?
I got a hat that says like TTPD, and then I got sweatpants that say Down Bad Crying at the Gym.
Wait, what is your favorite song?
I would say Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, and like I can do it with a broken heart.
Have you seen the video of her the
That's
key change
lights camera bitch smile right
yeah yeah, yeah, yeah. Hasn't even listened to it
but just you referenced it I know I need to get around to it it's been out for so long
lights
I need to get
camera bitch
it.
Smile even when you want to die
I love that
I do love it I
know I love
yeah
I even love the second half that took me a time it took me a
I
while
I like The Black Dog I like So Long London I like Down Bad I'm Gonna Get You Back Florida
yeah I live like an alcoholic in every sense of the world. So I know that my, every sense of the word, I know that my most played song is going to be Smallest Man Who Ever Lived because I just keep going back to when it's 1:38 left because that's what she's like, did want me dead? And I just like keep listening to that part over and over and over again, which isn't how you're supposed to listen to music, whatever. But like, I love that part.
Okay, I'll listen to it on my way home. And
where she gets mad.
Well, yeah.
And it's part of the, it's in her, it's in the new tour. You'll see it.
Yeah, Before the Bridge with the drums.
Yeah. Is that with the drumline one?
Yeah.
That they were talking about? Yeah.
And my favorite
yeah.
part, it's the pettiest little line. She says, you'll slide into inboxes, which is like, yeah, fuck they will. This men are always sliding into inboxes.
It's also like, not a DM, not a message, the email.
She wanted it to be timeless. She wants to be timeless. She's like, DMs might go away, but inboxes forever. People are always going to have inboxes.
No, people like that. Like, she's just like, tracking her ex's location.
Yeah.
It is vulnerable. People are so mad at her all the time. I'm like, she's kind of laying it all out.
That's Grindr favorites. You think I don't have Grindr favorites, my exes, so I know like where they are, if they're online or not. Like, I know.
Did you know this is a thing?
No, but I'm just not
engaging with
Grindr
culture.
No, or tracking. Like, I have a 12. Like, I'm just, that's not where I thrive as technology.
No.
Should I be following my friends, though?
No.
You can I mean, I have some friends' location. I have your location. I have my girlfriend's location. I have my roommate's location. I have some other friends. Just to like, honestly, though, it's like if you're saying you're coming over, I'll just be like, how close is he instead of texting you? But I guess I could also just text you.
Yeah. I think it's like,
you guys don't watch Vanderpump.
No.
What happens on that? Is it Ariana Maddox?
Sheena is like tracking everyone. And so they knew this girl, Katie, fucked her ex-husband's best friend because she tracked both their locations.
Fuck.
But then her dumb bitch husband brought it up in the mixed group and like tried to make a point of it. And Katie's like, I don't care. We're not even married anymore. How am I a hypocrite?
Those people cannot catch a break. I need to watch that show. I've watched a little bit of it. That's so hard. It's hard to follow.
So hard. Like, I've never been more Team Ariana. Like, to me, it's a litmus test. If you're not Team Ariana, you've been hurt. You don't think you deserve a good life. Friends or like peace in your life. It's disgusting.
I went through this phase where I was painting my nails to show that I could. And I painted them white. And it was like right around that scandal of all time. Yeah. And that's when everyone was like, ugh. Fucking gross.
Did he have white nails?
Yeah.
Oh, tough timing. Yeah,
like,
tough
timing. But I'm gay. Like, it made sense for me to do it. I was like, I am out here.
Just pick a different color.
Men. I know there's something about white that was kind of like.
You haven't painted your nails in a while. I feel like you were in a phase for a minute and then you were falling off.
I realized that I am too close to the edge of the gender barrier, that it's like that pushed me
people
over.
Were they them and you?
Yeah. So I was like, it's, I just, with this voice, you kind of got to pick a side. I'm going to be male.
Sure. Should we start getting into some boys clubs?
What's a boys club you are not a part of?
Honestly, this has been a nightmare. I've known about this podcast for weeks and daily. I was like, what do I do? And it's just like, I can't. It's like so tough. But I will say, I thought of two in my life. What I don't, the pressure is on me. You guys are staring me in a way that I can't really deal with it.
You're gonna be like poor people. I'm not a part of poor people.
All over. No, I was poor for a long time. I'm an immigrant, fresh immigrant. JK, true. Not fresh at all.
One that you're a part of is Chicago. I think the Chicago and the Midwest as a whole. Yeah.
Thank you for helping me.
I think that is like a whole, like that's. I feel like that is a boys club. Chicago. Anyone that spent time in Chicago. In this industry, I feel like that's kind of like you made paved your way.
A tweet I saw one time that said, people from Chicago love to move to other cities and hang out with people from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I do feel that's like very, very true.
Yeah. It's almost like you're an immigrant twice.
Well, and the what's cool is even if people have moved or not moved, like the generations do cross paths and have the same sense of loyalty to people you've never even met.
Yeah.
There's something
like when I immediately meet even younger Chicago people, I'm like, oh, my friends.
Yeah. There's something about being in Chicago. I lived there for 4 years. I moved there to do Teacher America. I'm sorry if you have an opinion on that. And then I stayed and whatever.
You were young and wanted to do good.
Well, I wanted to be a press secretary. But I was like, wouldn't even know where to start. So I'll just start with Teacher America.
In a random high school.
I like love Scandal.
Wait, that's so fun. You wanted to be a press secretary.
Yeah. I worked on the Martin O'Malley for President campaign, unpaid. You love to remind me, unpaid. Volunteered, some would say. And so I was like, well,
I don't
do
even know who that is.
Yeah, well, he was really into policing.
Job well done.
That didn't age well. Policing is the kind of thing where it's like, careful. Yeah. And that was like his whole thing. Like The Wire. He was like mayor of Baltimore during like The Wire.
Wow.
That vibe, yeah.
Okay.
I just went to Baltimore. I loved it.
Did you do shows there?
I did.
I do. Baltimore and Philly feel adjacent.
Yeah. Yeah, they got like a cousin vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walkable, good food.
There's something about Chicago where like it's so cold and you can be so, and especially like in the world of comedy, like you're just like walking around at 10 p.m. and it's so cold and you're under a train and there's no one around. You don't see a single soul anywhere. And you're just like you are Emmy Rossum in Shameless. Like that is Chicago to me. I miss that. And
you know, she knows she's a nightmare to work with.
I hate that.
That's all the words on the street. And you hear from a couple people, you go, whatever, you're allowed to have a bad day and be a bitch. And then it's just...
And it keeps coming.
But did you watch the whole show?
I didn't finish it.
I didn't either. Once they didn't let Lip finish college, I was out.
But it was very early gay awakening to me. I was probably actually pretty gay by the time I watched it.
Well, do you remember the blonde guy, Noel Fisher?
Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey. We had him on our podcast. He's one of the most hated characters on SVU called Stucky. And
must be straight in real life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
but that's what's so hot about him.
But it was like a thrill. It was a real thrill. Because we tried getting him for a year and a half.
Wow.
Does SVU have like recurring, I mean, beyond like the detectives?
He had 4 episodes.
Fuck, that's a lot.
Yeah, he had 4 episodes and he has a catchphrase. He had a whole criminal, like he went nuts and went on a murder rampage.
Oh my God.
And attacked the detectives. Like he truly... made the most out of
wait, what
episodes.
Was his name?
Stucky.
Okay, so
Dale Stucky.
I randomly will watch it because Peacock. And yeah. I don't follow it, but I'll always like, I want the most updated. But what is true now that wasn't true 20 years ago, like before it was very episodic, whereas now Olivia will be like, I was just thinking about Steven. And you're like, who the fuck is Steven? You're supposed to be able to drop in, drop out.
It's a different showrunner too. Yeah, they went more into the personal lives.
Yeah. That's what I noticed with anytime I saw recent like ads for it, was it did seem like it was like something that was like, there was something going on with the detectives. I'm like, it used to be.
And there's always an issue with her son, like the babysitter can't make, like, it's just, there's always, yeah, season 1 through 12 is the heyday.
Yeah.
And then they have great episodes throughout the past, you know, 24, 14 years or whatnot, but it's just, it's not the same.
Is Ice-T still on there?
Yeah, longest running male actor on a scripted series of
all
time.
You're kidding. Wow. Oh my God, I didn't
is
know that.
Is she longest running female?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Before, remember, because the only the little bit of serialized you would get is to be like, this ADA is back from the witness protection program.
Cabin.
That's funny. Yeah. I was always so, like, when I was a kid, I loved to watch Law and Order with my grandpa because he would just, like, sit on the couch and watch it for hours and hours. But anytime it was SVU, I got too scared and I couldn't watch those. They made me too, they get just, like, it was just next level for me.
Yeah, yesterday I had to watch one. It's like this girl gets burned and you're like, fuck.
Do you remember the private school girl that got burned with cigarettes in the back of a car? I think I saw that one 100 times.
Yeah, but burned with cigarettes because there was a boy found with cigarette burns.
Oh,
Mean. Yeah, the back of the trunk.
I think it's called Mean.
It's called Mean. And then the other like Mean girls are blonde.
You kind
sassy.
Of know in the first couple of minutes if it's going to be a vibe for you or not. You're like, it's like 6 feet under in that sense where it's like you get this little hint of a person's
you're like
life.
You're a TV addict like me, I feel.
I love TV.
Yeah.
I visited the 6 feet under house.
What? Where is it?
It's like outside of LA, but I also like made this guy take me and I think he thought it was going to be more of like a romantic style date, but I just listened to Sia and cried outside the 6 feet under house, just high out of my mind. And
be my friend. Oh.
And then I was like, I think I have to go. And yeah,
I made a man take me to the Home Alone house in Evanston.
Yes.
As I was like leaving town.
Oh my God, I love that. I was actually just in Albuquerque and I went to the Breaking Bad house and car wash.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
But the house is like a witch lives there, like an evil woman who hates everything. And so she changed the roof and the siding.
So you
and
like
the colors.
Wouldn't know?
There's like construction horses, cones, signs, cameras, the garage doors open, garbage bins open to like fuck with your photos. And while I was there, there's a bunch of other people asked someone to take my photo. People were driving by and then she came out and I heard she yells and chases. She just stood with her arms crossed outside the house. But I was so glad I got a little peek.
How did she end up with that? Like,
she made money off of it. That's the thing. Like, she lived there.
She lived there before and then, yeah.
And I get it. In the beginning, people were throwing pizzas on the roof, so I understand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a reference to the show?
Yeah. Remember, I watched five seasons, I think, in 2 weeks so I can watch the finale with everybody.
Yeah.
Are you an ENFP?
Pardon me?
What's your Myers-Briggs?
I don't know.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Do you have any like astrology or like anything like that or like those kind of tests that you care about?
I think I'm a Virgo. I'm like a pretty hardcore Virgo.
Okay.
And all three of my things are in Virgo. Like,
yeah.
And I'll read Virgo Instagrams.
Yeah.
I'm an ENFP, which means I'm like a little scattered. And when I was like, people were always like, you need gay representation so you can see what your life will be like. And I'm like, you really just need ENFP representation so you can just see adults that are a little scattered and like out there doing it.
Carol Kane.
Yes. Lorelai Gilmore.
Lorelai Gilmore. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't watch the Gilmores. That happens because actually the grandma in that, in Gilmore Girls, is in this one of the main big Stucky episodes where he goes on this killing spree.
Wow.
And he kills her as well.
To say that.
And people,
I couldn't watch her die.
People, in a fucked up way, like poison gets in her car and she can't exit. But
so many things can happen to you.
Gilmore Girls is a blind spot for me, and people just be like, "You didn't mention it." Wait, she plays a lawyer in a few episodes, and people get really right. Or if we don't know if someone was in a Broadway play, God forbid,
she was in a Chorus Line.
We get messages like, "He was an original cast." I don't fucking know.
What's the one? There's one I remember like seeing this many times as a kid. There was like a prep school one where the kid knows, like, I think he's a teenager or a college student, and he knows he has HIV and he's like having unprotected sex anyway.
For sure. There was one called Rooftops, but he was out in the streets. It wasn't in the school. And there was one guy purposely infecting people because he was infecting straight dudes who were on the down low.
Oh,
he was pissed.
Damn. See, they don't need to get into Olivia Benson's personal life. Like, they're getting creative.
They are, and it's mostly based on real shit.
That's like, a crazy
part.
There
was one where someone puts a tube, like a doctor puts a tube of someone else's blood in his arm, so when they tested the DNA, it like wasn't his, and that really happened in Canada.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but this woman fought and he was guilty, this doctor. But in this show, the fake blood he used, like not his blood, was ended up being a pedophile. So then they're like, you're a pedophile. And he's like, you can't say that he used another person's blood because he's also on the line for this, like, you know, other rape or whatever.
That feels like it's almost comedic. Like that feels like something that could happen in Curb where he's like stealing somebody else's piss. And then it's like, it's pedophile piss. And he's like, fuck.
100%. They're really crazy. That's my boys' club.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Watching TV alone.
Are you sad Kelly Giddish? Did she get written
She's
off?
Coming back. So she actually did our show right
was
after
nice?
Her firing. Yeah, she was really nice. But like, we were too excited. Sometimes we just get too excited and flail. You know what I mean? Like, we act like kids learning how to be journalists. Some people just rile you up in a way you don't know it's going to happen. And
that's
she was
me.
One
when
of
I was
them.
Like, where were you an immigrant from? What was that like for you?
Us learning how to be journalists.
Is she in person?
No, everyone's on Zoom. The cool. best was Laura Benanti. Like, she was in the garage, but like, it wouldn't, like, the sound wasn't working, or she didn't have headphones, and she grabbed a yoga mat and she put it over her head. She goes, does this help? And we're like, we're happy you were willing to do this with like a yoga mat on your head.
Was she in one episode or many?
She was Amaro. I don't know if you know him. He took over
yes.
Stabler like season 13.
Yeah.
He killed an unarmed kid. He was always causing problems. But he was really hot and he was in a terrible marriage with Laura Benanti, who was in the military. So she had, you know, 5 episodes or so.
Wait, is Elliot still there?
No, but he's in a new spinoff called Organized Crime.
Oh,
and so
right.
they use SVU and they're like, will they, won't they do?
Gotcha.
You can be the biggest star on Broadway and still the lowest on the peace pole, not totem pole, peace pole of SVU.
Yeah, but it's because Warren Light, who's a showrunner for a long time, and Olivia Benson's a theater baby. Like, they love theater and they really like supporting it. And they were one of the first shows back for COVID hiring theater actors.
Yeah. So I feel like it's like every actor in New York has been in an episode of Law and Order at some point.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover with SVU and Sex and the City and then Sopranos and Oz, because not a lot of stuff filmed in New York in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So if you were a working actor, you were on all of them.
That's funny.
So there's like a whole running SVU like count that I have of all of Samantha from Sex and the City's like
I always like, loved Hot Girl, like growing up. Like, I feel like that's like, I was a little gay kid. Uh-huh. So on Survivor, I'd be like, I'm rooting for the girl. And then on that show, I'd be like, is there always the ADA? Because it would be like Stephanie Marge. It would be, is she different than Novak? Is Novak different?
Novak is a nut. She's a friend of the pod. We've gone on like she gives us the attention we really want.
Love.
That's nice. She was my favorite ADA.
Yeah. That's, she would break. They both broke the rules. There's a lot of fanfic of Cabot and Mariska.
Wow. Wait, is ADA assistant district attorney?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they always did have like a hot girl in there. Yeah.
And then they brought in, you know, Raul Esparza.
Yeah. Because then regular Law and Order, they just had, what was that older
Angie
guy's
Harmon?
Name?
Angie Harmon, or no?
Well, that's right. They had her, but then who was the older guy who, I think he maybe died.
She's a Republican.
No.
I used to know that because I used to Google famous person gay, but now I Google famous person trans.
Thank you.
Because as we discussed, everyone likes gay people now, and it's like trans are the ones where people are still on the fence. So
yeah, Google's going to think you're like trying to get to the bottom of something.
Was it Mariska Rapaba-Little?
No. No, she cares about people.
Get back. You're like, not only no, she's an incredible person.
She is I don't know if this is true or not, but her and her husband's first date was going to church, and that is upsetting. Oh. But she really works for victims' rights and testing rape kits and shit. Like, I just can't imagine her having this joyful heart foundation and then having this show and then being Republic. I just can't see it.
When you said foundation, it just hit me like a ton of bricks that my church, my hat, my shirt, like Tegan and Sarah foundation. You forgot what you look like.
Yeah, you
sometimes.
Have the hat too.
I had it on earlier. I was like, one of us has to take this off. We can't be matching. Like, hey,
Lisa. A gay safari.
It is a good hat.
It is a nice hat.
I know.
It's
I feel myself in it.
No, it's good. They sell some nice stuff.
Well, and not to put this all together, but Taylor Swift loves SVU, and one of her cats is named Olivia Benson.
No way.
And in the Bad Blood music video, Mariska Hargitay is in the video,
right?
With Ellen Pompeo. But
yes.
Cut to, we were interviewing one of the girls from Orange Is the New Black, and her fun fact for us was that Mariska Hargitay's only missed and no-showed one day of work. And it was because it was her week because she was at the VMAs with Taylor Swift during the Bad Blood Squad and got and like partied too hard and didn't get on the flight.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so impressive to miss like one day. Like she, I mean, testament to her being a theater actor. I feel like those people just like, they don't miss. They just,
she takes being number one on the call sheet very seriously.
Yeah. Which is really cool. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. I am also, I'm now forgetting that like Ellen Pompeo was in that music video too. She was bringing out all the girls, all the primetime girls.
That's Mandela effect for me. I didn't know that.
But like Mariska takes one of her daughters to a lot of the Taylor shows, and cool. then they name their cat Karma, like Karma's
a cat. Karma is a cat. Purring in my lap because it loves me. I love her. I really do. The TTPD. I was like. Loved it, and then I didn't like it, and then I loved it. There's a whole line graph involved.
Well, I'm always worried with new music where I'm like, oh my God, I don't think this is going to work. And then actually during Moon Tower, I went to a 90-minute Taylor Swift Soul Cycle where it was all the new album.
What were they going to do if she didn't do the second half?
Oh, we talked about it. There was 90 minutes. Our teacher said that she was just going to have some like upbeat hits, like End on Cruel Summer, and like pop in some like classic spin songs.
But then they're like, thank God we've got Cassandra.
She cried in the middle of class. My teacher was fully crying.
Why?
Because a song really hit her hard about her breakup.
It was probably the smallest man who ever lived.
I don't know. I think it was like So Long London.
Her ex was sliding into inboxes. She's like, yeah, he will.
I don't know. But that got me like really listening to them.
Yeah.
And so then I was like fucking in. And then that's all I really was listening to.
I also planned for So Long London if I was Taylor Swift and I made the music video and I was the singer, which I always think about. It's like, what if that was my second wind? But like, and it would be in the music video, I'm like sad. And like, but then like, you see me before I like leave town and I'm like putting on a scarf to leave. A nice scarf. Not one of the, you know,
of course,
a nice scarf.
The scarf that Jake Gyllenhaal still has.
Yes. And then I go to the yard and you see me look at a grave and like two bodies in the grave and one of them is mine. And I say, and then I leave. And it's like, is he dead or not? That's my plan.
You should picture that.
I know. I think that could be
slide
really
into her
good.
Inbox. Yes. I feel like also doing a Soul Cycle class to an intense album like that must just get you like extra. I don't know. You're in like such an emotional endorphin-y state that it's got to like really attach to the, like for that woman to cry. It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But some of these, I listen, I guess I'm sick too, but I watch this one podcast called Taylor Watch once in a while. And they were, you know, they were listening to it, drinking wine, having fun. And they were like fully starting to cry during certain songs. And that's not fully me.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to cry at the concert. That's not really, I'm not, there's no.
Yeah. What part will you cry at?
Probably Marjorie. I mean, I don't know. I think I'll cry a bunch.
Yeah.
And I'll be just so excited. I don't know. We'll see.
Concerts are meant to cry at though. It's like a religious experience.
Yeah.
It's the big emotions. I feel like, I don't know. It feels like the closest thing to church, unless you're Olivia Benson.
My grandmom just turned 85, and my mom made a playlist for her birthday, and she wanted to put Marjorie on the playlist. And it's like, that's fully about a dead woman. I just don't know. I just don't know if that's a good plan.
How did she find that song?
She reads.
Okay.
She reads.
Okay.
You want to see some of the bracelets I've made?
Yeah.
I took a photo of them today. Actually,
this is the friendship bracelets people wear to the.
Yeah, I got 16,000 beads.
I love how Amazon will sell you like five or here's 16,000.
Well, I already am probably gonna need to get more letters.
That's me and aspartame packets. Yeah, it's like you could get 100 for $5 or 2,000 for 10. It's like, well, I'm gonna go 2,000.
I told you about that time I was buying. I was buying lube on Amazon, and the first one was very normal size, and then the second option was a 500-gallon drum of lube, and it was like seven left, and I was like, who's buying this for $2,000? I guess like
porn sets.
Porn sets, yeah.
Those are the ones I
love
have so far.
You look like Taylor Swift.
I love it. She's so self-referential.
I
love
bitch
it.
Smile. I was just saying that about
the camera. Invisible String to me is about me and my dad. And I told him that. I said, I know it may seem like love and I don't mean to be weird to you because that has been a problem, but I just mean that like this reminds me, like I feel like we are always connected.
That's sweet.
I love August.
Yeah, you know, my mom listens
August
to this podcast.
Is peridot colored? Pretty intentional of me.
What's peridot?
Wow.
It's the birthstone for August. It's mine. Well, those are the ones I have so far.
I love that.
But I'm learning. I'm learning. And I have to buy glue for the knots, I guess. We'll see what happens.
So that's like a, everybody makes them for the concert and then people like trade them or they.
Yeah. So, that's cool. But my listeners for my podcast get me SVU ones. So this oh, that's is cute. The name of an episode and it says Stocks and Bondage. And I love it.
That's
but
so
I
also fun. Love
the beads on that. They send these to you?
Or they'll meet me out in the world.
Where's
they
your...
come see me live or we like perform live. In Toronto, a girl made, I think, 110 bracelets.
Wow. You have a that's amazing. Yeah, did you feel, like, wow, I have a fan?
Yeah. And I love them all.
Of course.
Well, Trixie Mattel has a funny thing where she goes, at first when people are making you things, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to keep this. And then she goes now. And then she mimes.
Carries out a trash bag.
She mimes just like throwing it and kicking it as far as she can. So first was like every little jar, but people are fucking thoughtful. Like,
yeah.
I really do love all my little presents. That's that really sweet.
Boys, wake up. Tegan and Sarah send things. You've never made a shit. You never made a shit. But I'm worried that it's going to be kind of like bad, like dumb shit.
No.
Oh, my God. But one time someone baked us something, but we don't do homemade baked goods.
Yeah. And then you just later, never know.
We got a message going, don't eat that. I just tasted it. It's disgusting.
Wait, I'm worried that they tried to kill you and then had second thoughts. Like,
right.
Don't eat that. You're like, just spitting it out.
We can't. It has to be packaged.
Yeah. I'm not eating anything That's anybody made.
So
that's tough. Yeah.
Thanks for truly abandoning the whole point of this podcast.
No, don't even worry about it. No. We definitely touched on plenty of boys clubs with our.
But I can tell you where.
Taylor.
Well, yeah, I'm obsessed with TV. But I was gonna say I'll get into the salon one. But I was on an all boys football team in eighth grade, and I don't.
What?
I should not have been there.
Wait, how?
I did not belong.
How?
And I wasn't good.
And so you were You're just like into time. Playing, or like how did this happen? How did this come to
I
be?
I was just really into feminism, and I was like, I should play football.
Good for you.
But no one, I didn't know any, like what was going on.
Did were they bothered fucking, that you were there?
They did not like that I was there. I got the, I really got the shit beat out of me.
I was going to say, did they tackle the fuck out of you?
Yeah. I was really bruised all the time. But they would also, like, there's a game where, like, one, you know, everyone lines up and then one person's in the middle and then everyone runs and whoever gets tackled is in the middle and then you keep going back and forth. And they would purposely leave me for last to just like beat the shit out of me.
That's not nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not like, how tall are you? 5'4",
not even.
Yeah, I was going to say you're not, I mean, maybe in middle school you were, but by eighth grade, boys are pretty tall. How tall were you in eighth grade?
You know, I was like 5'8".
Wow.
I landed on 5'10".
Yeah, I was just pretty miserable. They didn't want me there. They would like say fucked up shit and be like, no. Oh, she's here. Like, and I had braid pigtails and they were just like, fuck it. I just got the shit beat out of me, but I wouldn't quit. And
nevertheless, she persisted.
There's a gay kid in the crowd that remembers you because my brother played baseball and there were two girls on his team. I was just thinking about this. And one was named Alex and the other had brown hair. And I was like, you always remember the girl. When you're a gay kid, you just like
always remember
the
blonde.
Remember the girls. Someone remembers you.
Yeah. Did you?
Someone's gay brother.
Were the coaches nice to you at least?
No. No, you would think they would explain the rules, something to me. I was just like, I was an offensive lineman. And I would just like get on the line and then I would get the nut and then I would push the person in the direction they told me to push the person. And that's all I knew.
Yeah. And you're like, this is not intuitive. Okay. It's not an intuitive game. Like,
there's a lot of rules to football. It's very complicated.
It is insane. And now through Taylor Swift, I've gotten kind of into it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're healing these wounds.
I just can't believe how little I knew and how I was there. And everyone just really didn't want me there.
That's so tough.
Wait, but I just met Julian Edelman.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
you were there live?
I was there.
I just watched it back. First of all, I thought Nikki Glaser was fucking incredible. Yeah. She was like, that was like a masterclass. I mean, because obviously she's been an incredible roaster her entire career, but like that just felt like she is like, I don't know. I just was like very blown away. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. The place was electric.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Everyone
so fun.
Stood up. Because my sister texted me going, did you go crazy during Nikki Glaser or something like that? And I go, yeah, everyone did. I'm a standing ovation. She goes, no, I can hear you screaming.
Okay, we'll be listening back for that.
it was so fun, but I did get a Julian Edelman photo.
That's cool. That's cool.
Really
yeah.
Well, I listened to his podcast, and so I knew the side producer people. Mm-hmm. And so I ran to them, and I was like, what's up? And they said, no one has ever approached us once.
That's funny.
So I was the first producer fan. But then Sam J went on the podcast after. So
that was I saw that. Yeah. She did a great job too. What was I gonna say? Was he cool, Julian Edelman?
He was on his way. I mean, this is the thing. I've noticed a lot about athletes. This is a new idea for me. Over there, they will take a photo and they will do what needs to happen. They are all very like coached in a way where they'll just pose and be gracious.
Yeah.
In a way where if you're an actor or musician, you just have the ego's different.
Yeah.
And you're like more weird about getting recognized or whatever.
Yeah.
But these athletes just kind of fall in line and they'll give you the attention that you need and want.
That's so interesting. Yeah. It probably does have to be do with like being on a team and being coached.
Having to do the charity work. Yeah. Like having to sign things for kids. Like they just are okay with it.
Yeah.
Where actors are like, let me live. I'm just trying to have dinner with my family. Like Gronk's not doing that.
That's, oh my God! All like the Gronk bits were so good.
Were
Gronk,
amazing.
The first guy to ever be born with CTE, I lost my mind. And the one when she called back, she was like, with like Tom Brady losing all his money to crypto. She's like, even Gronk knew, like, that's not real money.
Yeah, I watched a thing of him online called the GQ Couples Quiz, and it was him and his girlfriend, and he is just so vacant. Like, it is wild. And
he was so funny too. He's like, I wrote these myself. I'm like, yeah, we know.
Did Kim Kardashian look sad when people booed her? Or is she like, I've been booed before, it's fine?
No, it didn't affect, like, she was trying to ignore it and started talking, but then the boos were so loud, so she just had to wait, and then she just kept going. There was no real reaction.
I'm still Kim Kardashian.
I was kind of surprised people booed her.
Well, there are men that love football.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I guess I'm not surprised.
No, because I've mentioned Taylor's. I'll mention Taylor Swift on stage sometimes, and people react crazy.
Really?
In a way where people have talked about Hitler, and I'm pretty calm. Like, I don't. But like a guy one time went, I fucking hate Taylor Swift in the middle of a show. I'm like, you need help.
Are these at like your shows or like a Cellar spot?
That was at the Cellar.
Okay. And so I was gonna say, anybody that's coming to see you, I would hope would at least know you're a fan. I don't know. It would seem like they would at least be.
Yeah, or maybe a joking
at least neutral
boo,
about, like, not wanting to, like, I don't know.
Maybe a lighthearted boo or like, meh, but I fucking hate, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, I mean, Robert Kraft, we covered his crime on our podcast. And
he's the
owner.
Right,
he's the owner
right.
Massage parlor stuff. I mean, that's complicated. No one should have gotten in trouble for anything. But all those women got deported and house arrest and to jail and lost all their money and citizenship. And so it's like,
that really sucks.
You know, he was,
I think it's the biggest red flag, but what? In this world, hating Taylor Swift, it's women too. Cause I teach Pilates sometimes.
You do.
Yeah. You want to come?
That's really hit in. I don't think
I know. It's the Gen Z girls, but then they all do hate Taylor Swift. A lot of them do. And I'll be like, that's a red flag. But also
but
I need you to buy tickets. I know.
I'm always amazed with women who tell me they don't like, who are like vehemently like, I hate Taylor Swift. And I'm like, knowing a little bit about you, I feel like you would actually relate to a lot of these songs. Like, I have some friends who are
like, you hate me.
You love to cry about breakups. I think you would really like her.
I know. Sorry that not everyone has felt before.
No, his class is hard. I've done it before. And he runs it like a fucking
Wait, for my
Marines.
Birthday, I wanted you to come, but I didn't say that.
You should have told me. I would have come.
No, because what if you said I want you to come play soccer? I'd be like, well, like,
I would never ask that of you because I know you wouldn't. I already asked you to play basketball one time.
And I did.
And you did. You were great.
It's horrible.
We played at my grandpa's farm in the barn. They have like this basketball hoop and
can't do contact
you did great.
Sports.
You were mad. Yeah. Perfect
no,
matchup
no,
for
I wasn't
my sister.
Mad. I was like, it's like you never know when you're going to have to rise to the occasion. And I think as you get older, there are fewer chances to really rise to the occasion.
In an athletic way?
To do that.
Or
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I think in any way.
Yeah.
To be like thrown into it.
Well, if anybody's playing flag football, we know who to call.
Who? No.
You.
I really don't. That's not what I want to do at all.
Do you play any sport? Like, do you care about sports at all now?
I like fun. I like going, but I don't know players' names or stats.
Yeah.
Or, like, that's not really what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
But I'm paying attention to Caitlin Clark. I guess I'm like a bandwagon popular.
Yeah.
Like, whatever's popular, I'm in the know.
Yeah.
I like the Olympics.
Yeah, coming up.
And then that's it. And then I like going to baseball games.
Let's bring it back.
Challengers. Yeah. Did you see Challengers?
Not yet. I was going to go this week by myself, but then I didn't.
You should see
go,
it.
See
we
it
went
alone.
And saw it. We saw it together. It was great.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Are you guys best friends?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love you.
I love you, too.
Because we're both kind of weird.
Yeah.
We're both fucking tough. We're both fucking tough, but we both have heart and soul and empathy. And that doesn't always happen.
SoulCycle. Did you see the new line of SoulCycle merch? It's a pink sweatshirt that says empathy in red letters.
Well, first of all, what's that color combination? Is it Valentine's Day?
I do love pink, red, and white together.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. I like Valentine's Day colors.
I used to buy their stuff on Poshmark. The problem with that is that then you're having a man send his ex-sweaty stuff, like formerly sweaty, and then like, you never get rid of that smell from some guys, you know? So then you're just happy to have a SoulCycle shirt.
It's like Bethany Frankel with her used lipstick being like, you want this?
But you're like, well, it came in the mail. I'm going to wear it. Like, I'm gonna not wear this.
I can't believe you're buying resale workout outfits.
I know. Times are hard. It's like, your aunt gave you $38,000 and she's dead. She wouldn't want this for you. You're right.
Well, you don't have to have it be SoulCycle. Like, get a free t-shirt.
I know. Well, then. Yeah. Get a podcast. Have famous free lesbians merch. Send you things.
Yeah. I know. Do you think Solidcore would do a boys club collab?
What is Solidcore? Is that the Pilates or is that something different?
It's Pilates. Solidcore. Have you ever seen the little, like, it's like two brackets?
It is two brackets. Michelle Obama does it. Wow. Also, Kathleen Buhl, who was cheated on by one of the Bidens, but she's still part of the Biden family, kind of. She does it. I'd love to have you. I would talk about you the whole time. It'd be really kind of inappropriate. Actually.
He has, if you go to the class, it's half, I don't know.
I would go, but I'd be really scared.
No, it's one of the, I feel like a doctor in a way where it's like, I've seen so many people make
struggle.
I'm telling you to do this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like my job.
Yeah. That's like when I'm coaching and the kid, parents are like, sorry, he's not really with it today. I'm like, to be honest, none of them are ever with it. So it's kind of like, who cares?
It's fucking electric to be on a microphone. People always talk about like exposure therapy, this therapy, that. What about microphone therapy? Be on a microphone and no one else has a microphone. And then you can say anything to people.
Well, that's kind of stand up.
You're right. Like someone will be on their phone and I'll be like, get the fuck off your phone.
I think that's so rude.
To be on your phone.
Even when a phone is near me in the studio, I'm like, you shouldn't even bring it in.
Yeah.
Wait, I need to ask you this.
It's like, what's so pressing that you can't be, like, the point of this is to be out of pocket for an hour.
Yes, and now you're affecting me.
Yeah, because you're now on it, and now I have a jolt where I want to be on my phone. Yeah. And
now your brain is like, oh, we're 28 minutes, and this about my mom, and that about my dad, and my whole family. And it's like, now you're suddenly like, you're not even in the class anymore. You're somewhere
else. Do you cry in SoulCycle? I do.
I can. Sometimes I'll leave, and I'll cry on the way out. And I'll be like, oh, I've unblocked something.
I really think it has some like spirit, the music and the like, the group darkness. Fitnessness to it, and like just that, the way they...
Elevate out of your seat.
Well, one of the teachers, he played Death Cab for Cutie at the end.
Oh, like, my really God.
I'll follow you into the dark.
Oh.
That'd make me cry.
Like, you can't do this. Okay. We're in our 30s. You can't just play that song.
If I need to ask you this. This is not small talk because the rest of this is okay, Philly. But like, I need to know this. What? Do you say hi to your neighbor? When they say hi to your neighbor, do you say hi to your neighbor?
Of course, I always want to, and I'm a little bit always sad when someone doesn't say hi back to me, but it's, it is what it is. We moved to New York for isolation, I guess.
People will not say hi to me, but I'm too anxious to not try because I don't want to be a dick. And then it's like, well, now I feel like a loser. And it's like, and then like some instructors will like keep doing it and it'll be like, okay, but like this person hates me, but I'm going to keep looking over. And it's like, I think not saying hi to your neighbor is psychotic.
I thought you meant my actual neighbor.
Oh no, I don't think you should know your neighbors because I don't want to be asked to do anything.
I do because emergencies happen. You should be able to rely on a neighbor.
I know, like I'm getting a minoxidil sent to my apartment today, $200 worth for your hair. And I was like, it's like, what if it gets stolen? It'd be nice to actually have someone bring it up for me.
$37,800.
Yeah, in LA, my girl Marissa should get my packages. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just like enjoyed seeing her once in a while. I always turn to say hi to my neighbor, and it is gut wrenching, worse than in the home when the person just will not even look at me. And I'm like, you're like, my set's not matching.
It's bad. And you're like, a spin class isn't what you need. You need a new therapist. You need a stronger medication.
The good jobs and stuff for the cheers, I don't always need. But I always try to do a thumbs up. But the new thing is like, the young girls are like hitting the bike.
Oh, I kind of love that.
They like hit your bike.
But it is jarring.
It's like the girl version of slapping you on the ass after a good play.
Well, do you know Robbie Hoffman?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Robbie came on this podcast and gave Connor financial advice.
I mean, yeah, but she's a fucking Republican deep in her soul. Don't listen to her. She's not for the greater good. She's against like any sort of wealth distribution. So... her and her girlfriend came to SoulCycle with me, a Taylor Swift class. I try to bring everyone I can. But Gabby had to sit somewhere else. So Robbie's in front of me wearing a pant with a pocket, like a true khaki with a zipper.
Not beating the Larry David allegations for a minute.
And then during the good job, she starts patting this woman on the back who I see is like not into it. And it was amazing. And then she went to another one. I wasn't there. She said she had to step off the bike and it was too much and she didn't want to go back. But Gabby's like a dancer, so she was so good.
It's hard for me. The bar thing, I'm not rowdy. So me, I do kind of like when people tap my bars, but me doing it back would be like petting their bars.
I go...
Or there's like that's good. What I don't like is when they're like, you're inspiring your neighbor. If they're inspired by me right now, they need to like read Brene Brown. Like that's the bar's too low.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be inspired by me in a spin class.
Yeah.
Or I'd be like, follow me home. See what I'm actually about. Like, I'd blow your fucking mind.
I get it. When if you can't get the rhythm and then you see someone getting it, you're like, or if someone moves their thing, you're like, oh, I'm gonna do it too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hate that as much.
I used to worry that it was my male presence that was the girls were like, I can't hide this man. And then I was like, my shorts are 5 inches. Like, it's not. I don't think that's it.
You're also in the class. The writing's on the wall.
No, there are bitches at SoulCycle. Let's really be honest. I have been shoved in the hallway without an excuse me. For sure.
Boo.
Some people are bitches. Yeah. I'm okay with it. Yeah. They're like in marketing.
But that's so third PR.
Boring.
I know. It's crazy.
And they don't know that you're a fucking star that they're pushing.
No, I mean.
It's true.
No, but the worst is getting recognized at SoulCycle because it's such a vulnerable place. And I hate when people talk to me after. I'm like, I would rather you've not said, like, I don't know. Wait, you know who I see? And Leslie Bibb and Sam Rockwell are SoulCycle people.
NoHo?
NoHo Nomad, yeah. I saw them, and then I saw Sam Rockwell in a class in LA once, too.
Is Sam Rockwell Law & Order?
No, he's
there was
like
Sam somebody on there, right?
Yeah, Waterston.
Waterston, right. He passed away like a couple years ago. Yeah.
Jerry Orbach.
And Jerry Orbach. You know
Jerry Orbach.
Did Sam just die? No, he might be alive and just retired.
Oh, maybe he. Then maybe Jerry Orbach died.
Yeah, Jerry Orbach died. Oh, Sam, dead. I think's alive.
Who was, wasn't he?
Lumiere.
Lumiere, yes.
That was like course. A cool bit. Well, okay. The other, I want to, this other thing that I planned on talking about. So one of my biggest pet peeves is a hoverer. Like, just don't hover near me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's a group you want to talk, you have to you have to say something.
Yeah.
Because my whole thing is, like, if you don't, like, get it together. And so when I was young, I worked at this, like, cool hair salon where it was, like, derby girls and drag queens. And, you know, it was in Boys Town. And I just felt cool being there. But
were you a stylist or you like front desk?
No. I was like a menace. I was just like a menace front. I was a salon receptionist for years.
Cool.
Many different salons. But this one was like punk rock and I felt really cool being there. And I went to a derby girl thing, like, you know, and then an after party and no one talked to me. And I just kind of stood there and I couldn't really get. I was like, oh, I should leave. And I left. And I just don't know why more people don't do that.
I was just
like,
at
I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No one was interested in entertaining me in any capacity. And I got the fuck out. Never in my wildest dreams would I have hovered over a group of friends and demanded to sit with them.
Yeah.
And I wish people did more of that.
Yeah. I was just at a bar in LA.
You hate this. You think someone should have been nice to me.
No, I think like as an anxious person, I'm like, that's my worst nightmare, to be the hoverer. But it's kind of like, you need to believe enough in you that if these people don't want to talk to you, it's like, I'm going to Wawa. Bye.
I'm getting a snack and I'm turning on Peacock and I'm making it a
it's
night.
It's not about you. It's about these derby girls. Get out of there.
No, they were cool. I just wasn't. But this happened. Me and my friends were always going nightclubbing and I like hated it. And I was like, what's wrong with me? And then you're right. It's like at one point you've got to be like, I don't like it when it's loud. Like, this is my nightmare. I don't want to be here.
I'm a 30-year-old gay sober side. Go home. Get out of here.
Wait, I was going to ask earlier where your side bracelet is when we were talking about the bracelets.
I have a bracelet that says, do you know what side? I can't believe I'm telling you. Do you know what side is? Side is a gay guy that doesn't want to have top, not bottom, he's side. He's like, I'll do the hand, we'll do the rest, which like, I'm not doing the
anal. And you have a bracelet for it.
Yes, I have a bracelet because our friend gave me a bracelet.
Yeah.
And I would wear a bracelet for a while, but then I realized I didn't like when guys found out I was a side, which feels like some other problem. And it's like, well, they're going to find out. So, but like, I just
which feels like being at the club when it's like, it's actually a problem with them. It's not a problem with
I
you.
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
I love that I told another person what side is. It's kind of my mission.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Do you want me to make you a Taylor Swift style bracelet?
Don't cry. It's
lights, camera, bitch, side.
Even when you want to die. And then I love it. He said he loved me all his life. But that life was too short.
She does cool dance moves for it. I'm like, I'm really excited that I get the new set when I go.
It's so good.
That's gonna be cool. Yeah.
I can't stop watching. The day, like the first Paris night one, I didn't get anything
that
done.
That photo.
It's oh.
Yeah.
She. It's. Do you have you watched the videos?
Yeah. But I tried because I want some surprises. But I watched as many as I watched all the clips.
It's really good.
Yeah,
you'd like it.
And I like this one dance move she does so much. I can't wait to see it.
And
I,
when her dancer says "un content ça" and that song, it counts.
But that's the thing. She is cringe. Ashley Hamilton, comedian. She says the worst part about Taylor Swift is her personality. And that's just something you have to remember. She's a little bit cringe.
Yeah.
She's like a cat girl. She wants to knit.
Yeah.
Like,
horse girl energy kind of vibe. Yeah.
She's like a theater girl, like that, you know.
She's kind of like, she's not, it's different, but you know how like people are like, Leah Michele is crazy, but God, she can sing. Like, she just like, talent, that card does not decline, you know? Yes. And it's the same thing with Taylor. She just like, she has talent and writing in spades. Like, we just can't, you know.
You know what? That, like, Leah Michele, Beanie Feldstein being in Funny Girl and flopping is, I hope, it's the same as the Derby Girl Ice Out. It's like, get it together. You shouldn't have been here. Broadway, like, you have to hit the notes.
Yeah.
Who let her go on without being able to hit the notes?
Yeah. I know. I saw Mean Girls on Broadway a couple years ago, like maybe 2019 or something. And they had some like Vine TikTok type star guy in it who played the main guy. I forget his name, but he wasn't like a theater actor by any means. He was like an online star, and I was like, I felt like this was like the last industry that was like not really getting infiltrated, because obviously like acting and other things, like we are putting, you know, famous people in it just for the sake of it. But I was like, I thought like theater was like holding out, but they clearly not, which is too bad, because it feels like you really can't fake it.
When I was 20, I worked for Alan Cumming as an intern, whatever that is, just for a person. You can have an intern. And so I just worked for him as an intern. And it was when he was in Cabaret 2014, and Michelle Williams with Sally Bowles, and it broke her, because she like couldn't, she went on to win an Oscar after, and she's Michelle Williams, and she's great. But like at the time, it was like, oh, like you shouldn't have to do this.
Yeah.
And the problem with theater is like, people hate you, and then you have to get on every day, and you do this performance that
didn't do good.
So yeah, she was like pretty critically panned.
Oh, really?
That's tough.
Damn.
Yeah. How was Alan?
Great. That's like his OG.
Yeah.
I have a distinct memory. He was like on Leno or Rosie. That's the only thing I don't remember. But I saw him do a cabaret thing on like late night.
Yes.
And I remember being like, "What the fuck is this?"
He won a Tony in like '99, and then reprised the role.
Damn.
2014.
That's like a big like classic musical too.
Yeah. I love Cabaret.
Good for Alan. Yeah. He was, I thought, I loved him on Traitors. He had new fits every time. Yeah, he rocked. Yeah. Are you watching?
He's in all my favorite things. He's in Josie and the Pussycats. He's in Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Yeah.
He's in Spice World. Like, he's really like such a part of my life.
Mm. Yeah. He's great. Do you watch any of the like Peacock dating shows? Are you in any of those?
No.
Okay.
What are they?
Couple to Thruple. Okay. Incredible.
I do love that. I think I'd love that.
Temptation Island. Also incredible. A little bit more unhinged. That one, they take couples, they split them up, men in one house, women in the other, and then they bring singles of the opposite sex into the things, and then they show each other footage of what their couple partner is like up to.
And can you go crazy?
Oh, people are cheating every time.
I know, but can you leave your house and run to the other house?
No, I wish they could. That would be fun. That would really, if they were like neighboring homes and then they could like go over to each other. But no, they like show them footage of like, obviously like people are getting cheated on, and it's crazy. But I will say, I like the host, and I think they're always like for the girls. Like, I feel like the girls are always like, I'm actually gonna get up, fuck that guy. Like, I should have broken up with him years ago. Glad we came to this show and I figured that out. So that's pretty good. And then I just started watching one that was, it's called Love Undercover, and they take these soccer stars from England and bring them to LA where girls don't know who they are. Yeah. And they like, the guys can't say that they're professional soccer players, but they're like world renowned, like multimillionaires. And so like these girls have no idea who they are because they're American.
And can these guys even handle it? Are they so upset?
It's so funny.
Still like, what's going on?
What's funny is the youngest, like cutest of the, I don't know, they're all like whatever, but the one who's getting all the dates, because the girls get to pick and he keeps getting all the dates, and they're all like, he's in like a lower division than us, like, you know, they're all mad about it. And like the guy who's like the biggest star that they're all like starstruck is there, he's not getting like any girls, and they're like, this wouldn't happen in real life if they knew who he was. Like, so it's kind of funny, they're like, it's like very much flip the script on like who's getting dates.
I like all of these ideas.
You gotta watch. They're doing great stuff.
What's the format of Couple to Thruple?
Couple to Thruple is it's couples looking for a third and thirds looking for a couple, and they're all like coming to like match up and like explore polyamory.
But
and
everyone's into it. Someone's not being forced.
Right. Everybody's into it. But that said, like there is a gay couple who's like clearly one of them's more into it than the other, and like there's that dynamic a little bit. And then like the drama there is like a little bit more. It doesn't feel as produced. Like it doesn't feel like the producers are like putting these weird situations on them that like bring it out. It's like very natural drama where like one couple will pick a third and it won't work out, and so they'll be back in play, and then another couple will pick them, and then it's like, well, don't pick our ex, and it's like that kind of drama.
What do you mean don't pick our ex?
I know.
That's crazy.
Of course. I mean, it's like these people are nuts because they're okay. on a reality show, yeah, but it's yeah. like it's very fun. And they also like have like an on-site counselor, which is cool, who's like working them through like getting into thruppledom. I don't know. So it's kind of interesting. It's complicated.
Yeah, I've run out of TV, so this is good.
Check it out, Peacock.
Did you watch The Bachelor?
No, it's too Christian for me.
Then you should do Temptation Island, because there's yeah. ain't nothing Christian about that.
Yeah, I don't. I saw my friend Arden had a podcast about it, and so to be a guest on her podcast, I would watch. So I've watched like a season or two.
That is the show where you're most likely to accidentally root for a Republican.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, if you root for any of them.
Yeah.
They mostly all are, I bet.
Yeah.
You're a 24-year-old nursing assistant. You're
yeah.
Republican.
Who wants a husband that bad that you're like, it's time for reality television.
I know.
That is what's crazy when they're so young. Love is Blind is very Christian mm-hmm. energy, Republican energy. Because what 24-year-old wants to get married so bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think people on The Bachelor want to get married. I think they want to be famous. And that the biggest disrespect to gay men is that we cannot get famous through that route. But it's so available to straight people. There needs to be a gay option for that.
Why isn't there?
I don't know. I actually have this major issue is that gay guys are watching shows like The Bachelor. They're watching shows like Real Housewives. Why can't we watch each other? Why can't we watch?
Well, you had one and no one liked it.
Oh, Prince Charming? Finding Prince Charming?
No, it was like the guys, the friends of WeHo. It was like Brad Goretzky. They like shortened Drag Race to premiere this other show, and everyone went wild and re-edit the season.
Yeah.
Back to giving us the Drag Race.
I was going to say, why would you take what gay men like from them to like put it afterwards? Like, don't shorten what they're already into.
It was a dumb decision, but it was.
That's so interesting.
Karamo was on it, maybe.
Oh, and they were.
You have
like
no recollection
lives.
Of this.
Well, Mandela.
But like, we got to give it up to Mandela.
There was one show called The Boys of Fire Island that Kelly Ripa made, Ally, and her husband. Great people.
But okay, so there's a Harper's Bazaar YouTube series I like to watch called What I Eat in a Day. Cool. And it's just celebrities talking about what they eat. And Kelly Ripa's, I would say, is the darkest.
Oh no.
Of all.
Do you remember when Gwyneth Paltrow said it's possible to live on food stamps and then showed what she did on food stamps and got a sweet potato? And I was like, they're not, you can't, what?
She's a maniac. I know someone that was working in the fashion industry at like sewing people into their garments for the Met Gala a long time ago. And they said they walked in to like sew her into an outfit, and she was fully naked with an IV in her arm because she wanted a drink that night but not eat.
Oh
my Christ.
The last thing I want to say is that I have this fantasy about being on The Bachelor.
You're never going to say anything again.
I have this fantasy about being on The Gay Bachelor. It's just like, who would every gay guy want to date? Like, we don't really agree on ever much. And then so like, who would we all agree is like the guy that we want to be with? And I have an anxiousness when there's like four people left and there's like an SUV waiting for me. I'm like, I just have to go. And What About Us by Pink is playing. And I go and I see him and I'm just like, I just can't give up of control to fall on the TV like this. I just can't. And then he's like, stay. And it's like, there's an SUV waiting, which is like kind of funny. And then and he's like, oh, he's so funny. And then like, I'm in a white linen shirt and we kiss as I'm like literally getting into the car. And then I get into the car and I cry and I'm like, what's wrong with me? And then I like put my hand on the camera.
You very much thought this out.
I think about it all the time.
You gotta make it. I just wonder why there isn't one.
I know
not why not on the Bachelor ABC Disney franchise, but just in general.
I know. I feel like Netflix, yeah. They're next, because they did the Queer Ultimatum. I feel like they should do a Gay Ultimatum.
The only time gay people get on the Bachelor is when they Trojan horse their way in, a la Abby, as you said.
Yeah.
Or like Demi Burnett.
What's his name? Colton.
Colton.
Who literally hopped the fence for a woman. It's like, when you're going that hard, we know. We know.
Yeah.
Oh. Queer Ultimatum, too. There was a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
It's like, what is
Which
happening?
One, Vanessa?
No, the one with the giant boobs. It's really funny.
Yes.
It's really funny because she has maybe 800,000 followers.
Yeah.
And then the person in second place has 150,000.
I love the way it's second place. This is a contest. And
of course it is.
There's first, there's second. I really liked, we loved that.
That show was great. Yeah.
No, but it took the least fun elements, and it's like, okay, now you have to pretend to be in a long-term live-in relationship with a stranger. It just makes no sense to me.
It only made sense for lesbians because they immediately were in love with each other.
They were vicious. One woman was like, you don't like my dog. And it's like, she's fine with your dog. You want a lot. Like,
I forgot about that.
An 80-pound dog is crazy. It's not for everybody. No,
she was crazy for that. I forgot about that. And then
the other one was like ironing. Like, she just kept leaving and the other one wanted to keep screaming. I don't know.
And then she like basically like made her realize it's like, oh, you've been in an abusive relationship for a year.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, Lisa, thank you so much for being on the podcast for giving us all this much of your time. Is there anything you want to plug coming up?
I'm Glitter Cheese on the internet. And I'm going to be, when does this come out?
This will come out Monday.
Oh, damn. Okay. I'm going to be in New Orleans and Kansas City.
Sweet. New Orleans and Kansas City. If you're listening, go see Lisa. She's,
and my podcast is That's Messed Up.
That's
an
Messed
SVU
Up.
SVU podcast.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some crazy stories, Connor will probably be in there later.
Or I'll see you at SoulCycle.
Yeah.
Say hi to me.
And your hour at The Cellar is sold out for your taping. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to be there. We can't wait.
Uh-oh.
Awesome. And also, our Boys Club Live show is this Thursday, and Lisa will be on it. So... are at Club Coming. So we'll tickets are in the Instagram and in the show notes. We'll see you there. All right.
Bye, boys. Smooch.
1, 2, 3. What's up, boys at home? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Connor Janda, C-O-N-O-R. Janda is panda with a J.
And you can follow me at Nico Carney, N-I-C-O-C-A-R-N-E-Y. You can follow us both at Boys Club Comedy on Instagram. And we have a live show.
Our live show is at Club Coming, typically on the last Friday of the month, and it is always the two of us and some of our favorite funny people, and we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, often people from the podcast, so come check those out. If you live in New York, we'd love to see you there. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.